Buying the king-sized bed. I am already thinking of rolling around that expanse, tossing a leg without entangling. The way I am, though, I see all the possibilities for loss. I see us pillowed and billowed, supported in exactly the right hollows by ergonomically designed, pocketed coils, while beneath it all, the pea under a royal height, the oppressed, the down-smashed sleep in despoiled cardboard boxes, or three on one frayed blanket. Think of us, spread out, tongues on the rampage, marking where we'll kiss. O wild God, how can you permit this excess? How could any of us gauge the exact distance at which people turn strangers to each other? In our double bed, called double, but we have been bumper cars and cliffhangers on it for years. Our shorter ancestors troubling us still. I can't even raise my knee without poking my dear love in the groin. We have been close. We have understood each other the way people in tight houses start growing into each other. At a molecular level, absorbing each other's pheromones, yelling and slamming doors, too, or else they are lost inside each other. They would have grand houses if they could. They would forge on like jet skis through the foyer and out to the good sea. They would send a wire to say, I still love you. The sweet old world is longing to be loose and light. All night long it stares up the chilled stars. This is a sticky business, finding the peak distance for love, knowing our bodies will be nothing someday. Wanting to hear them make their delicious, reassuring sounds, bobbing against each other.